You've tuned in to part two of the Day 24 podcast on BehindBigBrother.com. So if you haven't heard part one, now is the time to go back and listen to it. Should we start with the second part of going through the housemates?
Yeah, since there's enough of them. Where's our tab? Okay, Nick.
Oh, I haven't actually seen...
I've seen him once on the Daily Show, and that was in the pantomime task, where there was a little flash of him at the end in the when they did the final one of him in the hair. That was it. That's the only thing I've seen of him.
I have to say the same. I mean...
So I'm neither way with him.
I guess yay, because I don't...
He seemed promising on the Allen's competition launch show.
Rebecca.
I like her.
Yeah, I give her a yay. She can be a bit... She's a bit kooky and a bit...
I think she's just a bit out there and just... Not out there. Doesn't understand how other people... Like, he's got to get her head around that other people are a lot different to her. And I think that's... Yeah, so I'm giving her a yay.
Weirdos. I give her a yay too. Next is Susanna.
I like her.
Yeah. Didn't
think she can be a bit of a bitch, but I see it as fun. As yeah, she's not really being a harmful bitch.
Has she openly said that she's had a boob job? Because the leaked notes that were given to us.
I'm not sure if she has.
The notes say that she's had a boob job.
I don't know. I just think she, although she's 30, she's not one of those 30, I'm old and proud.
Yes, she is.
No, she's not.
She is. When she first came in, when she was slipped in a couple of days after the show started, she was in the chill out room going like, I'm 30 is the new 20. Yeah, look at me. I'm 30.
Really?
And people think that just because I'm 30, I'm married. I mean, she's the one with that assumption in her head.
Oh, really? I didn't see that bit. Anyway, I'm giving her a yay.
Yeah, I guess I give her a yay too. Next is Thomas.
Bit iffy on him.
Mm.
The whole TJ thing at the beginning, I thought was a bit odd. Like, who are you? I thought maybe he's had some sort of plan or some, I don't know, scheme that he wanted to do in the first week or keep himself in for the first week, and it just backfired on him. I'm not sure about that one, but now he seems to have a bit laid back and calmed down a little. So I like him in that regard, but I just think he does some things which piss me off.
I can't give an answer because, yeah, I'm a bit iffy about him too.
Mm.
And finally, Travis.
Don't like him.
Yeah, I'm going to give him a nay because he's going to win, apparently, according to the current odds, and I don't want him to win.
No, I don't want him to win.
He doesn't deserve it. I mean, yeah. He's just another one. He doesn't do anything. I mean, sure, he's ochre, and it's great novelty to have an ochre guy in the house.
And you've never had one before.
Yeah, we have.
Well, not an ochre such as him who's never been in a sauna.
Yeah, but he's not actually doing anything to win this money. He's just being himself, yeah. Which in this day and age of Big Brother, it doesn't cut it.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Well, I guess being yourself is a big part of it, not trying to act up and be someone else. But yeah, I just see him as a novelty that will wear off pretty shortly, and I'll be like, who is he? Why is he there? And I hope he doesn't turn into one of those people who just stays because he doesn't do anything wrong or doesn't get nominated. That'll piss me off. I think he's going to stay out that for a while, and then he'll get put up for nomination for some trivial reason, or he'll only get 1 point and then he'll be out. I hope.
I need to bring up another topic that was discussed on the forums at great length. I don't know if this actually happened, but apparently before Bodhi was kicked out, he made Nick quite upset by constantly calling things gay. Like he'd say like, oh, this chair's gay, blah, 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 using it as a negative term. And Nick told him to stop. But Bodhi's response, which sounds very much like it would be Bodhi's response, was... But
I'm not going to change.
No. He said, oh, but gay means happy. It means happy. I mean, give me a break. I mean, no...
Just like faggot is a pile of sticks.
No cash prizes for guessing that I'm gay.
Oh my God.
But if I was in that position, I would feel the same. If Bodhi's constantly going around purposely calling things gay, even though Nick asked him to stop, I mean, that's not cool.
Yeah, definitely. If someone says it to an extent where it's every second word, I understand someone saying, oh, that's gay. I'm not going to bite their head off. But if someone says it constantly about trivial things, you know, extend your vocabulary a little. I hadn't heard about that. I hadn't even read it on the forums.
Well, like I said, we can't confirm it. I don't know. But if it did happen. And because I know there's got to be some straight people listening to this podcast.
There just might be.
Just maybe. I put together a little list after what I saw when Nick first came out to the housemates.
Wait, when did he come out to the housemates? I must have missed a show.
After he entered and they're getting changed in the bedroom, Travis goes, "Are you a gay bloke, Nick?"
Really?
Yeah. And Nick sort of, his answer was, yeah.
I didn't even see that. That would have been golden.
And Travis's response was golden as well, but I'll do an impersonation of it in a second. So I've put together this list for all the straight people listening. It's a bit of an educational lesson. If you're in the scenario where you've just asked somebody if they're gay and they've replied yes. So we'll go through all of the correct answers. Actually, there's only really one or two.
I'm ready.
You're queuing up some sound effects there.
Yeah.
The most acceptable answer is to say, "Oh, cool," and then just continue whatever you were talking about before. Thank you, Vid.
Now we'll move on.
No. I have one more acceptable answer. It's okay. You can ask, "So how did you know?" That's okay.
But I must just add in here, one of the most annoying things to be asked is, "When did you find out?" I don't want to explain it. Or I've explained it that many times. Found out when I saw a boy. No. Anyway, more incorrect.
I got a letter in the mail that said I was gay.
Jesus told me.
Okay, on to the incorrect answers. And there's quite a few of them. So have you got the sound effects ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. First incorrect answer. "Oh, that's cool. I know lots of gay guys." That's not the right sound effect.
Which sound effect do you want?
I'll say it again. That one there.
Okay.
You got it?
Yeah.
This damn podcasting program. Incorrect answer one. "Oh, that's cool. I know lots of gay guys."
Oh, that sounds better.
Second incorrect answer. "Oh, my friend's gay. I should hook you guys up." Coming in as second most incorrect answer. "Oh, cool. I love gay guys." Which is what Emma did after Nick came out in the house. And the most incorrect answer is... New sound effect. We have a different sound effect for the most incorrect answer.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I've got it.
This segment's going nowhere fast. How many people...
Hurry up!
How many people do you think have tuned out now?
We've lost so many subscribers.
The most incorrect answer is what Travis did to Nick when he first came out. "Whoa, yeah, I'm totally okay with it, yeah. I was just asking, and you said so? You said you were gay, so good on you, mate." And let's bury this segment.
Yes. Okay, next. This is a very interesting one, and I laughed my ass off this morning when I listened to it. Was the Husey and Kate Nova 100, is it? Yeah, the Nova 100 podcast, which mysteriously got pulled and now it's back. So not as interesting as it was, but still absolutely hilarious how much they go off at the show. And must remember that it's more interesting because Nova plug Big Brother a lot and they get to speak to evicted housemates and they get tickets to the show. So they want to, would you call it a sponsor or affiliate or something like that?
Media partner.
So let's play a little bit of it.
"I'm angry. Watching TV last night, looking forward to another person going to the Big Brother house, because at the moment most of them in the house are pretty bloody boring. They're all attractive people with nothing going on. So they have this starburst thing last night where 100 people got keys
for buying
the lollies at random, looked at all the people they had, and they had old people, young people, fat people, unattractive people. And I'm thinking, good, let's put someone different in the house.
Yes.
They chose five finalists, all attractive young people.
Ding, ding,
what
ding,
the
ding,
hell
ding.
Are you doing? You made all these old, fat people walk around like chickens in their training. They had no chance. You humiliated them for 2 days, let them sit in the audience.
My favourite part of the thing was when they were saying it's so rigged they could have painted the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
And then, what's her name? Kate going out, random. We spoke about this on our special Skype podcast, how they were just regular housemates they would have picked in regular things. And when you did look in the audience, there were a lot of fat people and just... It was Starburst, yeah. And just, I don't know, this is going to sound kind of derogatory, but it's not. Just normal people, and they didn't end up in the house. But anyway, hilarious that one of their media partners went off at them, and then the podcast went, and then it's back.
And we do have the full clip from that episode available on the site, or you can go to the Nova 100 podcast.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
So if we plug them, hopefully they won't sue us for using that clip.
Thanks, Nova.
I think we should play some more voicemails. We've still got quite a few to get through.
Okay.
Hi, guys. It's Rails here.
Hey,
just read you a couple of my limericks about the housemates. There was a girl called TJ who many had rolled with in the hay. She decided Titty Tuesdays in the pub was lame and that there had to be a better way for fame. So she made her way to the Big Brother house one day. TJ met a guy called Thomas, tall with a nice strong bass. She thought he was quite fine. I'll make him mine. But she found herself flat on her ass. Her attention to Thomas went askew, so she decided to focus on Andrew, a fiery with a good nose, decided she ain't getting his hose, as there was someone else for him to screw. Paul Bodie is the next on her list, for her to try the next time she got pissed. Cute in his undies, she wanted those Grundies, aimed all that she could, but she missed. TJ couldn't milk the cow until Emma showed her how. To pull on the teat, be gentle and sweet. TJ can milk Emma easily now.
That was really good. I like that.
On the eviction show, people were talking about what TJ said when she said, "Oh well, Bodie's a great kisser and a great beep, great." What did she say? Root shag, something like that. It wasn't fuck. It was root or shag. Do you think they had sex in the house? I do.
No, I don't think they had sex. I think they just grinded quite close,
without pants.
Maybe.
Hi, Rails again, part 2 of my limericks. Emma never had a goal to ride a broomstick in those days of old, but now that she has plastic breasts, she thinks that she's the best and only rides a diamond-studded platinum pole. Bodie will pose in jocks, wearing nothing else but his socks, oiled up and tanned, thinking he's the man, but those socks will fill a padded box. Rebecca the Mormon is such a bore man, those silly games drive the housemates insane. Maybe that's part of her plan.
What are the silly games? I remember she said something, oh, I'd play silly games to buy the time. Have you seen any of them?
No.
Maybe this is an avid live stream viewer. Contribute to our fan diary.
Okay, part 3 in my little poem. Bodie and TJ, how funny. He's dumped her, she'll boil his bunny. We knew it wouldn't last. Probably happened in the past to her and it makes her feel crummy. Bodie could now be in strife. He needs to keep away from any knife. TJ had tickets on him, but Bodie threw her in the bin. Now BB needs to protect Bodie's life. Now TJ's in that bin. Bodie didn't obey her every whim. He was sick of all the kissing and asked if it was she that he was missing. He decided it was wrong to live in sin.
I see on your notes you've got here, I liked the pantomime task.
Yeah.
Can you elaborate on that?
Okay, done before or... You know, it's the base Big Brother task, which they throw in every season around the world, don't care, where they have to do something when Big Brother says they have to. This year, they definitely didn't focus on waking the housemates up at night or waking them up at weird times or setting the alarm off at an obscure, like, well, there's an argument going on. So they didn't focus on that, which was great for Daily Show. And they just sort of threw it in. And I just thought it went well. And I liked how they changed it at the end to, like, sped it up. I just think it was a basic task that hadn't been fiddled with. I'm so sick with the way they've thrown all these twists in, and that task was just plain and it went well. This is my favorite voicemail of the entire thing.
Hey guys, just calling to tell you that I absolutely cannot stand Bodie. He needs to go. And watching TJ come off crack has been, you know, it's been a journey for us all. Sometimes I can't even watch her, she's so embarrassing. Anyways, you guys rock. Have a good one. I'm out.
I'm not saying anything. We've just come to the realization that we don't actually have anything else to talk about. So we're going to end with the rest of the voicemails. And as always, something I want. If you want us to talk about something or want our views on something like some people have done, call us or email podcast at Behind Big Brother and we'll talk about it. Give us ideas or something you want to hear our opinions on.
The voicemail lines you can find at behindbigbrother.com/podcast. We do have different lines for the radio show and the podcast. So if you want your clip to be on our show and not the stupid radio show, no, we're not in a competition, but on our show, the lines are on behindbigbrother.com/podcast, whereas the radio lines are on /radio.
And I am going to be a guest host of the radio show this Saturday.
Really?
Yeah, someone pulled out, so I'm the guest host. So listen.
If anyone's wondering how it works, the radio guys stay out of our show and... Well, we usually stay out of the radio show. Except so we're not crossing wires, so it's just a different thing.
Yeah, so I'm crossing over into, like, John Edwards style. Hopefully I'll have something else to talk about than what's been discussed here. But, yeah, listen in Saturday at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It goes for, like, 2 hours-ish, sometimes a little bit less, sometimes a little bit more. Yeah, call our voicemail lines, email us. What else have I got here? We have a special guest sometime soon.
And just to give you a hint, we have had this special guest on before.
Yeah. So I wonder who it's going to be. And that's about it. Yeah. Oh, also, one more thing. Use the frickin' housemate forum. I'm getting so angry and I've just started deleting threads. And soon I'm just going to hard delete them. If you post about a housemate, it goes into the housemate forum. It does not go into the general discussion room. That is general discussion.
All the people who do this probably don't listen to the podcast.
Well, they should. I just spat everywhere. Anyway, use the housemate forum, please.
Hi, guys. I'm ringing up to congratulate Big Brother on embracing environmental issues this year. In particular, given Australia's current water crisis, I'm glad to see that Big Brother is getting the housemates to stick to regimented showering times. On this subject, I'd like to draw your attention to a new water conservation website which encourages participants to commit to cutting down their showering times. You can see it at 1minuteshower.com.au. In a nutshell, this website has a shower survey where you can submit your current showering times, make a commitment to cut down, and the website will calculate how much water you are saving with your cutbacks. You are then given the opportunity to add your personal daily water savings to Australia's daily water saving tally. It also has instructions on how to have a 1 minute shower if you're up for the challenge. Anyone with an email address can participate. Children are also invited to join in, but preferably with adult supervision. As I said, you can see it at 1minuteshower.com.au, and I invite all of Australia to participate. Have a great day.
Since we just gave a giant plug for that 1 minute shower website, a giant plug for jumba.com.au, who are our hosting sponsor and have been for 6 years, they've just released their broadband ADSL plan. So if you're looking for a new service provider, have a look at their plans. And if you want hosting and domains, go there too.
We didn't actually say goodbye, did we?
No, we didn't.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
How's it going? It's the Snip 104. I just like to say how disappointed I am this year with the forums and the podcast. It's really, really going downhill fast. I'd also like to ask, where the hell are Vibes and Vid this year? They seem to have, I don't know, lost interest or something. I don't blame them because it's really, really crap this year. I really hate all those housemates. I hate TJ. She's a mole. That's all I have to say about her. She's not worth my time. I hate Hayley. She's a sook. And Rebecca, she's just a freak. And there's a couple of people on the forum that I severely dislike. They probably know who they are. I won't be mentioning any names, though. Anyway, kiss my ass, you bastards. I hate the forums. They're really crap. Oh, by the way, the radio show is quite disappointing. You really need to spice it up. I lay off the alcohol when you're in the radio show. Anyway, Desmond, to say a few coins.
Yes, this is probably all I'm going to say this year because this series doesn't deserve any more of my time. Yes, the forums have gone to hell. I don't think Fives or Vid really care anymore. And there's a lot of new faces on the forums, most of them boring losers. The radio show I got banned from the chat for saying the host was drunk, and he was drunk. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but he was drunk. And what else?
The chat's really boring.
Yeah, the chat sucks.
I really need to spice things up.
Yes, you might want to update that message there. This isn't the launch anymore. Anyway, yeah, I'm really disappointed. It's going to hell. I think Big Brother's going to get axed.
Just like my bow.
I'm actually praying it gets axed. I hope Greta gets fired. I want to see her living in a gutter. And, this is the last you'll probably hear from me. So some of you are probably happy about that.
Yeah.
Some of you are probably crying, going
like
out the street and crying.
We don't like you.
Can you shut up? Anyway, yeah. Goodbye. Kiss their ass.
Kiss my curvy, curvy brown stained ass.
Hi, it's Tracy from Gosford calling. Well, just watched tonight's eviction show, and if there was never a night more evident than tonight that Big Brother's voting and Legion interaction is nothing more than a rigged sham. When I went to school, 47 minus 51 equaled 4. Tonight.
No, love, you're wrong. Remember, vote and save are completely different entities, so there could be more save votes in total than there are evict votes, so the percentages are going to be different. So it's not, I don't know why they show percentages, maybe they're not, they just don't want to show votes because then people can figure out how much revenue they've raised, but the percentages aren't the things that get added up, it's the amount of votes. Percentages are just so to have some sort of value there, so that's why it was wrong. Well, it wasn't wrong, it was right, but... yeah, so that's why it was different. We've got a whole... there's a whole news post about it which explains it with some example figures. So check that out if you're a little bit confused.
It's eviction. Bodie had so-called 47% of the vote. Then when the save come up, he had 51% to save. If you subtract then, that then gives him 4% saved. He should not have been evicted tonight. And I noticed they quickly got that information off the screen. And I might add, when I went to school, 54 and 47% did not equal 100%. If TJ's total eviction was 54%, then how the hell did Bodie get 47? Rigged, rigged, rigged. Put Bodie back in the house so we've got something decent to friggin' watch and get that bloody bitch Haley out. Good night, guys. Not watching Big Brother anymore. Hi, Tracy from Gosford ringing back again. Did I forget to mention that Bodie had 47% evict and 51% save? That means he had a save in total of 4%. Who was the third person that should have been evicted? Put Bodie back in the house. He got ripped off. And just in case I have to ring back again, in case I don't remember that I just rang and said this, Bodie got ripped off. Legion Interactive votes are rigged. And Gretel's nothing but a hoe. Bye. Hi, Tracy from Gosford ringing again. Nah, got yous. Bye.
Yes, I think we have a new winner for best voicemail sound clip.
And Gretel's nothing but a hoe.
Hey guys, it's Tipped Off in the forums here. I just majorly cut that you made my voicemail short on your podcast. Yes, it was making no sense near the end, but still. You should have just left it. Keep on going to the very end where it made no sense. Well, anyway, with the thread going around on the forums about Big Brother being its last season, all that crap, it won't be its last season. It will last for another 3 years at least, unless the ratings go to at least 500,000 every day and eviction shows and finals, then the show will be cancelled. But if it always stays over a million for sure.
You've tuned in to part two of the Day 24 podcast on BehindBigBrother.com. So if you haven't heard part one, now is the time to go back and listen to it.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. This podcast has been easily made with the trial version of Ubercaster, the all-in-one podcasting solution for the Macintosh. Check it out at www.ubercaster.com.